Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cyfrowy Polsat first quarter 2017 financial results conference call, hosted by Mr. Tobias Sommer, CEO of Cyfrowy Polsat. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cyfrowy Polsat results conference call. By tradition, I will start with covering the most important events. Firstly, we recommended, and the supervisory board approved, paying out the dividend. The payment date is scheduled for the 3rd of August. At the same time, we decided to pay down the Lightning bond for the total amount of 945 million zloty. I would like to remind that that was the most expensive debt instrument we had, and which, as of now, has been fully repaid. Debt repayment is always good news for credit rating agencies. Standard & Poor's reacted very quickly and announced that the prospect of our corporate rating was changed to a positive outlook, which is a very good news for us. Finally, the offers. Many new offers have been emerged for the existing as well as for the prospective customers. We expect that they will also produce positive results in the following quarters. Now let's go on to discuss operational results. Traditionally, the results of our television will be presented by Maciej.
Thank you, Tobias. I'm happy to say it's been another quarter during which we achieved very good viewership results. Our main channel, with a market share of 12.7% in the commercial target group, was one of the leading TV station in the reported period. Together with our thematic channels, we led the field, which translated into 24.3% for the whole group. I see this as very strong result, having in mind the fact that we compete on the very fragmented market. Let's see how we converted our viewership results into the sale of advertising airtime. Our revenue from TV advertising and sponsoring grew by almost 2%, while the market at the same time remained flat. We see this again as a very strong result. Finishing my part, I would like to confirm that we still expect the market growth during the whole of 2017 by a low single digit. That's all on my part. Let me hand over to Tobias.
Thank you, Maciej. Moving on to the largest segment of our business, our multi-play client base is constantly growing, reaching the saturation level of 23%. What is important, the Smart Dom program positively translate into customer satisfaction, as a result of which the level of churn clearly continues to decrease, reaching the level of only 8.5% in the first quarter. What is not visible in this slide, but what is very important, is the effect of the increasing ARPU according to the target of our strategy. In the case of contract services, the first quarter was still temporarily under the positive influence of migration from prepaid to postpaid, so the dynamics of the mobile telephony growth continued. During the year, we increased this base by as much as 250,000 services, and we currently provide almost 6.8 million contract telephone services. The pay TV service base still keeps growing. The number of customers using DTH service remains stable, but we continue to effectively sell them multi-room and OTT services. The internet is also constantly growing. We provide almost 1.8 million contract services, and it seems that this is the highest result on the market. The higher number of services sold means higher ARPU. This time, it increased by 2 zloty year-on-year, which is quite similar to the previous quarter results. On average, each of our contract client uses nearly 2.3 of our services, and this indicator is growing. There was a lot going on in the prepaid segment. We registered over 2.8 million cards, and at the beginning of February, according to the new law, we switched off unregistered cards. The registration bonus that we have provided for the past 6 months have been gradually expiring. As a result of this, ARPU is returning to the distinct growth, this time almost 6% year-on-year. I will now ask Kasia to present how the operational results has translated into very good financial results in this quarter.
Thank you, Tobias. Let me now say a few words about our financial results, which look exceptionally strong this time. Please note that all data presented in my section is compared versus pro forma of Q1 2016 figures, as Maldas Group was acquired in February 2016. And the statutory financial statements obviously do not include apples-to-apples picture. First of all, a very strong revenue performance, over 4% year-over-year, supported by continued growth in sales of equipment revenue and wholesale revenue. However, it's also worth noting that our retail revenue gets more and more stable, which is very important given high competitiveness on the market environment we operate in. High cost efficiency is traditionally a differentiating factor, and the same applies to Q1 2017. Our solid growth in revenue was translated to even stronger dynamics of EBITDA that grew by over 7% year-over-year. Please note that this is the third consecutive quarter of EBITDA growth in case of our group. 2017 has opened very favorably, also as far as the free cash flow result is concerned. 50% on last 12 months basis may initially look surprising to you, but actually those ones who follow our results precisely should not be surprised with its dynamics. I will explain it in more detail in a few minutes. Strong EBITDA performance combined with strong cash generation naturally means the leverage level goes sharply down. As of Q1 2017, the total leverage multiplier was below 2.9, down from 3.06 a quarter ago. If we switch to slide 17, you can see that both of our operating segments contributed positively to Q1 2017 results. This time the segment of services to individual and business customers grew its revenue by over 100 million and contributed to almost 90% of EBITDA growth. But a smaller segment of TV, broadcasting and production has also added a few millions in favor of our performance. Cash flow statement in Q1 2017, you can see a snapshot of our cash flow. Not many events to discuss in this quarter. We actually started with 1.4 billion of cash at the balance sheet, generated over 750 million of cash from operating activities, and you can see a very strong, almost half a billion free cash flow in Q1 2017. Passing to slide number 19, we have the reconciliation of our free cash flow. As I said on the previous slide, is almost half a billion. If you look on the right-hand chart, you will note that free cash flow generation was actually very comparable to preceding quarters. Nevertheless, a rolling last 12-month number eliminates Q1 2016 that was still burdened with our repayment of high-yield notes coupon and some corporate income tax settlement from the past. To conclude, a solid Q1 2017 results makes me confident that in confirming our full-year guidance that assumes the 2017 free cash flow results will be no lower than the number for 2016, which was reported at almost 1.6 billion. And finally, my favorite slide is a slide on our indebtedness. As of Q1 2017, our gross debt amounted to over 12 billion, while the net debt has declined to 10.7 with the support of solid EBITDA to the leverage level that declined below 2.9. Please take into the consideration that the table presented to you on this slide is actually out of date as of today, as in April we have fully repaid the zero coupon Lightnight notes. Just to remind you, it was the most expensive instrument in our debt structure with a coupon of 10% per annum. So the interest cost will again decline in the future, supporting our quicker deleveraging. That concludes my brief section on financials. Just To finalize, we're proud of very decent financial opening of the year with a strong top-line performance directly translated into high EBITDA and cash generation. We have quite a comfortable liquidity position that has allowed us to comfortably repay our light night notes in April. Thank you. Let me now hand over to Tobias for the final conclusions.
Thank you, Kasia. In summary, on the operating side, we have solid operational results, reflected in the continued growth in the contract segment. On the financial side, it was a very strong opening of the year. As a result, we decided to repay some of the most expensive debt and at the same time recommended the payment of dividend to our shareholders. This is all that we have prepared for you today. We are ready for Q&A. Operator?
We will now start questions and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our first question comes from Michal Potyra, UBS. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Congratulations on excellent results. If I may, three questions. Maybe let's start with free cash flow guidance. This, in light of strong delivery in the first quarter, declining interest rates going forward, this guidance of 1.6 billion seems quite a conservative one. Would you care to comment on that? I mean, things like the range 1.6 to 2 billion seems within reach. Is my thinking correct here?
Well, yeah, actually we sustained the guidance of 1.6 billion for 2017.
Okay, thank you. If I may have a question, a bit of a different topic, to Mr. Stev directly, maybe if he has an explanation why the TV advertising market is growing so slowly in an environment where private consumption seems to be quite robust. Is it a shift to other media like internet, for example, or is it just a broader lack of willingness to spend by the companies on advertising?
Hello, Michal. This is Bartek Drzewa speaking, and on behalf of Mr. Maciej Stec, I will give the answer for that question. There are actually many different factors influencing the TV market, you know, at the beginning of the year. Please bear in mind that this is the first quarter when all players settled the new rates for their at airtime. We sustained the viewership results in 2016, so we were in a good position, you know, to negotiate the good terms for 2017. I cannot comment it on behalf of the other players. So there are many factors, you know, resulting in the market growth in the first quarter. I think to some extent there is a shift into the internet. That's why we are for many years already prepared for that, having IPLA on board and receiving the online ad spend to that product. There are many different, factors. If we look at different segments of the market, for example, still we must remember about some taxation which was imposed on some market participants, which now is limiting them with their marketing campaigns. This is the only explanation we can give you at the moment. What is the most important, we see what is happening in March, April, and in May. We see that the market is performing a little bit better. That's why we decided to confirm our 2017 guidance that the TV ad market will grow on the low single-digit level.
Thank you. If I may, one more question, again, slightly different topic. Could you try to quantify the potential impact of changes in the roaming regulations, please?
Look, this is actually, comparing to our results, we don't think it will be very significant. I think it will be below 15 million.
Thank you. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Sara Sutedja, Erste Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Sara Sutedja speaking. I would like to ask, just follow up on that roaming effect. Did you say 15 or 50 million zloty roaming effect? And the second question is related to the smart dome. So this quarter we saw a slowdown in the net adds of the smart dome. Is this something more temporary or are we pending for further, let's say, activities? Or how can you explain this sudden slowdown in the net adds of the smart dome? Thank you.
Hello, Sara. Talking about the roaming, I was meaning 50, which means 50, below 50, okay. Below 50.
Okay.
If we talk about the smart dome per quarter, please,
yes,
remember that for the first 2 months we were very involved in prepaid registration process, which took almost 8 months from its start. That's why we decided not to push smart dome offer, not to make it more attractive in the first quarter. We just let it go organically up, and we rather decided to take on board customers who will pay more for the product than to give them additional bonuses. And at the same time, when the registration process was finished, we launched a new offer in March in order to attract new customers, and I think that this effect will be visible in the second half of the year. So we treat it temporary, but starting from now, we will decide more on the organic growth of Smart Dome and quality of the customers, because we don't want to cut the price of it, of this product, because we believe that this is the most attractive product on the market.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Peter Pilsen, Avaron. Please go ahead.
Hello. Following up on this last answer, so maybe you can just shortly describe the competitive position in the market. Orange has also launched their new offer. You mentioned you launched a new offer, as I'm not local and not following so closely, so maybe you can describe how the environment has shaped up and what opportunities do you see for yourself. Thank you.
Okay, hello. About the smart dome and Orange, you mean Orange Love. Orange Love is more the attacking the cities, and smart dome is more on the urban side, because the Orange Love is attacking the UPC, the cable networks, because they have the infrastructure inside of the cities. So we are more, let's say, not direct, they don't attack us directly, because they cannot, because they have not the infrastructure outside. We have the satellite and they make this on the cable.
Okay, so you basically see no effect for yourself?
No, at this moment we see no effect on it.
Maybe you can just say what was the improvement in your offer in SmartDom? You said that you improved it in March.
We launched in March a totally new campaign, which is now called Home Saving Program. We have added a few products connect for the household, for example, gas and monitoring. And we also gave the new pricing for the mobile telephony for the customers having already pay TV in our customer base. And right now it's 20 zloty. So it's a very attractive offer for customers having pay TV product to migrate their mobile telephony product from the competition to our company.
And maybe one thing that has to be said is that before SmartDom it was only 3 products. Later on they come energy, so let's say 4. At the moment we have 9P, so we have 9 products in different segments. And every customer who buy one product and buy the more product he buy, the more he can save. So this is the new SmartDom we started now.
Okay, thank you. And I have also a question about financing. Is there any additional refinancing planned? Or now you have finished with the refinancing of the credits?
Well, actually we have finished refinancing of our credits at the moment. We have refinanced, in 2015 we have restructured our debt. In 2016 we have repaid, it means not refinanced, but repaid the most expensive debt that was acquired with Midas. So with refinancing we were done in 2015 and on the beginning of 2016. And actually what we're now doing, we were just repaying the most expensive debt. And that is basically it.
Okay. And now your most expensive debt is this Series A note, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Medisign, Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thanks for the call. Just wanted to follow up on the previous question on the offer you have currently, where you're offering mobile connections at much better price to existing pay TV customers. Can you please share how many of your pay TV customers have already subscribed to that offer, and what kind of trends are you seeing on that particular offer? Thank you.
Just for the clarification, that price for the mobile telephony is given only when the subscriber takes the bundle offer. And this is the data which we do not disclose at the moment, present only the total number of mobile telephony users.
So in terms of your multiplay customers, can you share how many of your RGUs are multiplay?
This is the number which we give on the presentation. 23% of our customers already have a multiplay product. So different combination of different products.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have follow-up questions from Michal Potyra, UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi. One more question, if I may. Can you please comment on there was some media coverage that Polsat bought the rights to show Champions League from the next season. Is that a change in your strategy regarding sports? Thank you.
The only answer we can give at the moment is that we took active role in this tender, and we have no official news from UEFA regarding who won the rights for the next season. This is all what we can say at the moment.
Understood. Thank you. One one more maybe follow-up, if I may, again, slightly different topic, because just, you know, looking at your leverage and cash flow profile, reintroduction of the dividend, do you see Cyfrowy Polsat, is it possible that the company will once again be active on the M&A front in Poland? And if that, what kind of assets you would look to acquire?
Okay, if there will be something interesting on the Polish market we can buy, then we'll be actively make an analyze, and if it will be for us rental, so we will make an acquisition. But for the moment, I don't see nothing that will be interesting for us to buy.
Okay, so maybe also a different question. I mean, are you looking at how is Netflix doing in Poland? What is the pickup of the service in Poland, and do you see it as a threat going forward? Thank you.
Well, we haven't seen any official numbers for Poland, except the press release a couple of months ago, and the number of users potentially were the one which were on the free trial. So, honestly speaking, we see no threat of Netflix to our business at the moment. Please remember that Netflix is based on foreign content, and we produce and deliver Polish one, which is, in our opinion, more appreciated by Polish viewers. So as of today, we cannot confirm that that we see a threat coming from Netflix and similar OTT platforms.
Thank you. That's all from me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Sandeep Prakash, Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is a question regarding your contract ARPU growth of 2.5% for the quarter. So just wanted to understand like how much it is of this is coming from mobile. If we look at comparable mobile numbers from Orange Polska, then they had a 12% decline for the quarter. So just wanted to understand like how much is pay TV contributing and how much is the growth of 2.5% is coming from mobile?
Please bear in mind that we have a different reporting standards that Orange. We have a multi-play strategy, and we provide the RPU per customer, which is totally different than Orange reporting. Orange is reporting, you know, the individual SIMs and give the ARPU per product. There is no sense in our case to provide the ARPU per product, because in multi-play offer, more products you get, like our CEO said, more discounts and bonuses you receive. So you know that analysis would just drive you to the wrong conclusions. That's why we decided just to present the RPU per customer, because this is how we do our business. We just upsell additional services to customer, increasing the RPU coming from customers.
Okay, got it. Thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. As we have no other question at this moment, dear speaker, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you very much for the attendance in the call, and we will publish the second quarter results end of August, and looking forward to hearing you in this day. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participating. You may now disconnect.